right. It is back on.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. The next item on our agenda is personnel actions, which is irrelevant at this point. So if you guys are good, let's move to item number 12. Oh, no. I guess, Jalen, are you in on the meeting? I apologize. Or Ed, anyone from executive, are you on the call? Looks like they're trying to connect to the audio. Okay, well, let's move on to item 12 if you guys want to. What do you think?
I think that's fine.
Okay, so item number 12 is the discussion of a new legislative branch building, and I would like, you know, speaker to this kind of relates back to her convo earlier about our issue with mold and mildew. And speaker, do you want to start the conversation?
Yeah, sorry, I'm hang on. Sorry, I'm taking my medicine. okay, so where I can say that we left off, as far as I can recall, and Congressman Potts, if he's still online, he might recall the last I knew of the conversations that were being had. And also, I looked on that report that came, because I honestly could not remember. It looks like the money is still there. Is there money still there or not on the legislative building piece? It looks like there is, but I thought that was utilized during COVID outbreak last year.
I thought the same, speaker. I did send I tried to look for that legislation because I thought that back when the casino shut down, that Congress had provided money out of the permanent fund, the 8.1, some money out of the retained revenue, and then that they reassigned money that was set aside for the congressional building. But I can't find that legislation, so I sent an email to Trey to confirm that. So,
because I feel like Congressman Tillman did a bill to go into the permanent fund, and I believe Congresswoman Lemon was a sponsor of rearranging.
Madam Chair.
You are correct. I sponsored that legislation.
Okay.
Madam Chair, that legislation, just for point of reference, is ONCA 2027.
2027.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman Potts, because I could not find that.
Okay. And so
2027. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that, because I was looking at that report. And so the last, okay, here's the conversation I recall, the very last that we even had a discussion of it was, I think, Congressman Mason, Tillman, Potts, myself, and maybe Maker. This is the last conversation I can remember having. But then again, I don't think I was on the next CA committee. However, there was money studying there, and then it took a really long time to decide, okay, where is this going to, we're going to discuss where it might be located. And then we even had someone, I believe, from what is it called? Tribal development, come down and discuss and look at the campus master plan. And I want to say there was like a discussion and kind of like a few people was like, okay, we want it here. And that was like literally 2 weeks or so before, 3 weeks before a new Congress was going to take seat. And because then a lot of things can change or they can disagree or whatever. And so that's the last conversation that I was a part of in discussing a building. And then was, COVID kind of put a dent in things. And then now I don't know that we have the money set aside at this time. So I really don't know where we are in a new building as far as building a new building. We can, I guess, begin those discussions again, but it seems to take us quite a while. So I would hope that if that's something we're going to do, we would definitely get started, but we would also need to figure out where we would come up with the money. But we've got to follow up on the discussion of what's the plan for us. Even if our building wasn't moldy right now, what are we doing? So, I mean, I don't have a whole lot to offer as far as like forward, moving forward at this moment, other than pick up where we were, which wasn't in a great place as far as any planning. We're kind of high centered on that as well, but.
Well, thank you, Speaker, because I was, I think if you notice in the budgets that were sent over, they have submitted a budget for the CDFI board, which remember with the bank. And I thought that to me, that told me that that executive is going to at some point create this bank. And I thought, well, could we not use in discussion with the judicial branch from Meredith and the way that it was related to COVID, I thought, well, could we use ARPA funds? I was brainstorming about this because I feel like that, yes, we do need a new legislative branch building. And I remember that that Congress and executive had visited the old council chambers, the old council building where the utility office is in Pawhuska at one point. So I am most definitely in support of a new legislative building, but I think you're right on. I don't know, number one, how we would pay for it right now. I mean, we're working virtually because, well, number one, mold and mildew, and then secondly, because of the pandemic. And so I'm in support of it and would most definitely like to start the conversations, because you're right, it takes a while. But I thought, going back to the master plan, this may be a good time, if possible, if judicial's doing theirs and we're doing ours at the same time. Or you know what I mean? Like close to, it would make sense in following the master plan. So those are my comments. Anyone else from the committee?
This is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And good afternoon, everyone. And so the last conversation that was had as a group effort that I recall was visiting the original council house. And that's been quite a while. It's like maybe right before the pandemic. And, we toured the building. And we have, new members now here on Congress, and it's time for us to move on this. We probably would have moved on it had we not, a little bit be further down the road, had we not run into the pandemic and the COVID virus. And you know, there's going to be always a whole lot of, you know, we should do this, we should do that. And, you know, we don't have a plan. We do have a plan. The plan is that we're going to put some money here and get a plan and all those types of things. And so what speaker talks about is being on high center. You know, there was conversations like, do we need offices? Somebody wants their own office. Other people are like, no, we don't need our own offices. I mean, it goes down to that whole entire big, you know, ball of, you know, all these things that someone personally thinks that we need or we don't need. And so it just becomes it's a lot. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying those are the conversations that have been had. And I'm sure that those have been had for many years. Even before, you know, of course, before I was here. And so, I don't think it hurts to start asking around. It never does to find out how can we fund it? What are we going to look at? Where are we going to pull the money from to fund it? You know, we could kind of be in the same situation we were with the assisted living. And if we don't ever just go ahead and put some money somewhere in a fund for us to be able to have it, to start working down that road, we'll never get off high center. And so, I mean, it's time for somebody just to decide where they want to pull the money from and if it's there and file some legislation for a new building. I do think that I do think that as a branch of this government, that we actually have, you know, a facility that is a little bit more conducive to opening up to the public. And, you know, something that I recall that we don't really have the ability to do, of course, right now, but even, you know, before we could have tours of the young people that could come and see where some of the work is done and relate that to something maybe that they would want to do in the future. And we don't really have that at this time, naturally, because of where we're located and what's going on with remediation and the pandemic. It's just, I do think that it's time for us to do it. And I love the idea, second speaker, of, you know, we're doing the judicial branch and we have the ability, if we can, you know, utilize to find the funds or where they're going to come from, to do it at the same time. We've done that type of concept before. The casinos do that when they build, you know, sometimes when they do, like they're doing the Bahuska and the Bartlesville, you know. It's kind of like a together type of construction project with one a little bit behind the other, of course. So I'm ready to go ahead and say, let's figure out where we can get it from. Can we utilize ARPA funds because of COVID purposes and because we're in remediation? And like you said, if we're looking at, you know, a credit union or bank or whatever, well, there is one. We're sitting in it, and it's something that could be utilized by another, by the executive branch, or, you know, I shouldn't say that. Let me back up. They can be utilized for that purpose and that business in the facilities that we're in currently right now. So I'm ready to go ahead and say, let's talk about where would we get the funding? That's like the first piece. Where would we get it? Where are we going to pull it from? And once that decision is made, you know, collectively, or if somebody wants to branch out on their own and say, well, I'm going to file a bill for this, and this is where it's going to come from. You know, that's just how we get it out there and start talking about it. But anyways, I think it's time for us to do that. If we can afford it, and that's pretty much where I'm at. I apologize for taking so long.
Okay, thank you. Yes, go ahead.
I completely agree. It is long overdue. You guys need individual offices where you can actually meet with people. Once we get past this COVID stuff, you can have people come in and speak with you privately instead of having to, you know, sneak off to one corner of the building so you can have a private conversation. It needs to be, you know, logically thought out so that the clerk's offices are close to the main chambers and the copy machine is, you know, close to the clerk's office where they spend a lot of their time, things like that. It would be much more ideal.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you, Trey. Any other comments from the committee or Congress?
Chair, one last thing.
Yes, Speaker.
So I totally forgot that I was thinking of the conversation that we had the year before that. So I totally forgot about us going to visit the building, the City Hall building right down the way. And that being a, you know, topic of discussion of whether we would, you know, office there. I think the majority of that Congress it wasn't really jiving for it. Like, we wanted the building, but not necessarily for that purpose. Some of us thought, half of us thought it could work, half of us didn't. But I will say that the, and I don't know where the social services or the judicial plans on being in the exact same spot they are or how that's going to work. But I will say that the topic that we discussed, the location that we discussed was that just that one little strip, and almost like, as far as, unless we have that conversation with the executive branch, like what's available, you know, like what are their plans? What are their thoughts? Because there's, you know, we've even driven around and looked at some spots. There's some good spots and some things that could happen there, but you know, we don't know what their direction they're going. So, it's just that one spot right there where the AG trailer used to be. That's it took us forever to come up with that spot. It's one of the only available anyways. So, we're just kind of, so let's get, thank you for bringing the discussion up. It's definitely needed. It's not like we're deep into planning. So we're starting from scratch. So I guess I don't know if that's good or bad. Kind of bad, but it's also good because now we can just pick up and get on with it. But then again, I guess we could circle back to like that, the building, the City Hall building. So I don't know. I heard that topic has come up again with the executive. So not sure.
Okay. Thank you, Speaker. Any other comments from the committee? I really like discussing things, but I do like to have a plan of action as well. And I was wondering if I think location first, no matter what, because that doesn't cost you anything to start planning a location. And so I don't mind, you know.
Second speaker.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just going to add just a couple of things. And when talking about the old council building, the City Hall building, that deal was kind of an odd one. It was that we would give them the money that it was going to take for them to build a new City Hall and then us take on that building. So I think discussions kind of stopped at that point. Plus just the logistics of getting in and out of the building, the square footage of the building. It would be a multi-million dollar renovation to make it accommodate. Not that I don't want the building. I think the building would be a great little treasure to have, but I just wanted to add that to it. And that the other thing was that the master plan called for Congress's building or legislative building to go where the clinic is now. And so that was another thing that delayed if we were going to go there. And then the other spot was down there by the new buildings just north of it. So, which I think now is being discussed for the judicial building. Those are just some comments I thought of while but we never could settle on anything. So if you can get everybody to settle on a plan, I say, let's go for it. We need it.
Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. And I just wanted to ask, is this the right committee that we have those discussions in, or should this be Commerce, Gaming, and Land, like if we start actually, because I'd like to keep the discussion moving. And the only reason I put it on my agenda was that we were talking about the mold and mildew in our current situation. That's why it's on this agenda. I just wanted to clarify to the committee. So I don't know. I feel like this would be in Commerce, Gaming, and Land. I don't know. Okay, Well, I would, I don't know, I guess I'll talk to Congresswoman Shaw since that's her committee, but I think that we ought to at least start having the discussions and move forward. Maybe we begin looking at the master campus plan that keeps getting brought up, and I know that we have copies of that, so maybe that's a good way. If you guys are ready, let's go back to, is Ed Zahn on the call now? I see that someone joined with the last 6905 phone number. I don't know who that is.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Whoever called with the number 6905, I don't know if they know, but they're muted. So they might have to actually unmute their phone if it's someone from executive.
Okay, well, if the committee's, I can't hear anybody, so if the committee's not opposed, how about we just reach out to executive and have them submit a written report? If you guys are okay with that, because it doesn't sound like we're getting anything from.
Hello, can you hear me now? This is Ed.
Oh, hello, Ed. Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm sorry, I was trying to figure that out. I unmuted. I finally got it, obviously.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. We wanted, as a committee, an update on the HVAC and the mold and mildew that's currently going on.
Okay, the Brandon Cooper from PCC will be on site tomorrow. He's going to be taking measurements and writing the scope of work for the mold remediation. When the scope of work comes back, which should be the following week, the bid number is generally with that. So we should know what it would cost, how long it will take. As soon as that comes back, which should be the following week.
Okay.
As far as the HVAC, that's more of a tribal development question, but really anything I say would be out of turn over those guys.
Okay, well, that I'm kind of curious because tribal development usually does new construction, so I thought Tribal Works was managing the property improvement fund, so I don't understand why they would be involved with a HVAC replacement.
Okay, well, I'm not involved with the property improvement fund, it is my understanding that there is a fifth project in the works to replace the HVAC on that building, and that was our recommendation. And it's my understanding there is one in the works, but the specifics of it, I'm not sure.
Okay. Does the committee have any questions?
Chair.
Okay. Yes.
I guess I just for clarification real quick, I would ask, so Mr. Zahn does not ever have a need to access the property improvement? Is that just like, so then it just comes out of your own budget for any repairs that anything that Tribal Works does?
I'll request, if I have a project, I will request it from the property improvement.
Second speaker.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yeah, if they're finished. you know, that appropriation was the wasn't that out of the ARPA funds? And I think the ARPA funds have a task force that those projects have been assigned to. So maybe we need to reach out to James and find out who has that project.
Okay, good point. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. And so for cost purposes, so whatever the cost comes back, when that's determined, then will the cost of that then come out of the PIF, Ed, do you know? I would imagine.
I'm going to request for it too. This is probably going to be a pretty large number.
Did you guys ever complete and do a mold inspection on the whole building and not just our area?
That's what just last time he went through there was what he did, was he inspected the rest of the building that he did not inspect the first time.
Okay. Because
that was my intent.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That was my intent the whole time, to have him do, to have him do another building and do the entire building as well. And it was my intention was to have both buildings done, all of them. So I don't know where it came from. We should do two floors, but it was my intent to do both buildings, the entire buildings.
Okay. All right, good, because I'm glad to hear that you guys are going to actually take care of the whole building. Okay,
yeah,
so
when it keeps repeating like that, it just makes sense too. I mean, you can find an isolated, you know, case of it and take care of that and not have any more issues. But when they're repetitive, then it's a good idea to do the whole building, because when you're finding them, chances are it's been growing for a while before you find it, which means more can be going with it or growing with it.
Yeah. Well, another question. Can we put a claim in with our insurance? Is that an option?
I'll run that through it, Danielle. Mold is different on insurance. We don't have an actual clause to take care of mold. I'll run it by her again just to double check that, but I believe mold is a complete different issue altogether.
Okay, because I thought they used the insurance for when that happened at the minerals. Okay.
Yeah, let me double check that, and I can get back to you.
Okay, Ed, could you, so whenever you guys find out the information from the inspection tomorrow, will you just please make sure that we're notified, have Jalen send it to the speaker and Shannon?
Absolutely.
Wood?
Yes, yes. I don't know how it got.
We're trying to plan for session, and right now Speaker mentioned that we may just be going virtual because of the issues in the chamber. So it would be really helpful if we could just stay on, you know, really communicate about this. That would be awesome.
Sure. Yeah. I know that there was dates on the report there was a several days gap from the day on the report to when I actually received it. I sent it to executive minutes after I received it. So, and then I understood that that they had forwarded it to Congress, so I didn't take that step.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, as soon as I get it, I'll forward it over.
Okay, appreciate it. Is there any other questions for Ed from the committee or Congress at this time? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, quick question. So did this include the staff side of the building as well?
I'm sorry, you got fuzzy right there right when you said the important part.
Okay. Did this include the staff side of the building as well, as far as the congressional staff?
Is he testing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I informed him to test every bit of the building that he didn't test previously, that what area he did test, the two floors, I guess, or partial two floors. I instructed him that the entire building is what I wanted tested.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Any other questions from the committee or Congress? Okay, thank you, Ed. And we'll try to get the right person for an update on the HVAC. And so thank you for joining the call. And just if you would keep in contact, and we appreciate it.
I will do. Thank you.
Okay, see ya.
All right.
Bye. Okay, committee. So the only thing that do you guys want to go back up to discuss the quotes we received on the podium and the tables and the chairs, or does the committee want to? It sounds like everybody would be in agreement with the podium, maybe. What do you guys think? And then that would be the end of our agenda after we discuss the quotes, or what you guys want Jordan to do at this time.
Chair, on the podium, how long will it take from the time we order it? Because it sounds like they're probably custom built as you place the order and put the down payment down or whatever. So how long are we looking at as far as the lead time before we get it?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
I am not sure, and I apologize for that.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chair.
No, go ahead, Congresswoman.
Well, my thoughts are, let's go ahead and order the podium. And, you know, having one podium for our entire nation is, we've seen the difficulty in that. So I think we should go ahead and order the podium and put the tables on and the rest of the furniture kind of on the back burner for the moment until we know a little bit more about how much time it's going to take for the remediation, anything else that has to happen in the building. That's my thought.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
It says in the quote, our current lead time is approximately 16 to 20 weeks. So it's at least 4 months.
Okay. So this, the amount of the quote for the podium, Jordan, I have three different price quotes. One for $730.99, one for $460.99, and one for $904.99. Is that correct?
The one that I've shown speaker and I think I've shown you a picture of is the one they build out of Indiana. And it would be about $1,700. The amount is actually $1,695. If you wanted the hand-carved seal on the front, that would be an additional $885. And then they haven't provided a shipping price yet because they weren't sure what all we were going to order. So I would have to follow up on the shipping.
Okay. So if the committee, since that's going to exceed my limit, as second speaker, and we've got the quote, what kind of, I guess we need some type of action from the committee. Would you guys like to give permission that Jordan go ahead and start this and then we approve the actual payable later? That's what we'd have to do. Is that okay with everybody? Because it exceeds my limit.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I understand is we're only going to address the podium at this time and not necessarily the desk or the chairs, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you guys. The next item on our agenda is item 13, which is adjournment. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Jordan.
This might be a question for Caitlin as a parliamentarian. Did there need to be a motion on the podium or not?
Confused on if it's actually being purchased or not. If you guys are actually wanting to purchase it, I think you would make a motion kind of like you did to approve the Adobe. But if you're not for sure purchasing it, then no.
Yeah, Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Speaker.
I'm so sorry. It cut out there for a minute, so I didn't really catch what part you said. Also, is Jordan is moving forward, but I don't know up to what point.
That's okay. Do we need to make a motion then for to allow Jordan to go ahead and purchase the podium since the quote exceeds my spending?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say yeah. I was going to go ahead and make a motion either way just to proceed or move or whatever, but if we're going ahead and approving it so that nothing ties them up, then yeah, I would do that too, but at what expense? What's the cost?
The cost of the podium itself? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Madam Chair.
No, go ahead, Jordan.
The cost of the podium itself is $1,695. They haven't provided a shipping cost. And then the seal on the front is $885. If you want a carved seal, if you don't want a carved seal, I can order one at just like a metal one from a place in Bartlesville. And it would be under the limit of $1,000.
Okay, so it's 16 plus at least 8.
Yeah, $1,695 plus $885. Let me type that in so I can get an exact amount. That'd be $2,580.
Yeah, so I would say we would make a motion up to a certain amount. But we would probably need to allow for the shipping in there as well.
Yeah.
And whatever that, then you'll bring it back.
Okay.
Does that sound okay to everybody?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to approve the budget analyst to proceed with the purchase of a new podium and seal not to exceed the amount of $2,800. And I'm just guessing at the shipping. I allowed for like what, 300 in there? I'm just totally guessing. Whatever you all. Somebody has a better number, fine.
Shipping is awful expensive these days, especially now. It seems like during the pandemic, it's just gone up. Maybe you should make it just a 3,000 and put a little bit of cushion in there since we don't know what it's going
to
be.
Okay, up to the amount of $200. And if you find out otherwise, then come back, Jordan.
Right.
We'll talk about it again.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Could you restate your motion?
Yeah, I move to authorize the budget analyst to proceed with the purchase of a new podium and seal for the podium and all related costs up to the amount of $3,200.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. your yeses were kind of really sad. All right, item number 13 is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 all right. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You also. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you.